Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to our most pressing needs and the greatest stories ever told. Men, women, and children have learned to go to the Bible to learn from these great people in their lives. Now, this tape tells one of these stories. Most of our stories are taken from the Revised Standard Version of the Bible unless otherwise indicated. Please listen and then go to your Bible and read to learn more as God speaks to you from His written word.
The princess adopts a baby. Many, many years passed after Joseph and his brothers died. His people were now called Israelites, or Hebrews. God gave them many children, and they became a mighty people. Two nations now lived in Egypt, the Egyptians and the Hebrews. The Israelites had almost forgotten their people had ever lived in another land. Still, many parents told their children about Jehovah God. The Pharaoh who knew and loved Joseph died. Another Pharaoh followed, then another, and so on. All the kings of Egypt were called Pharaoh in those days. A new Pharaoh was now king. He didn't know anything about Joseph. He noticed how many Israelites lived in Egypt. He noticed they were strong and healthy. He became afraid the Hebrews would join their enemy if the Egyptians ever had a war. Soon Pharaoh was filled with hatred for these people. So Egypt began to make slaves of the Hebrews. They had to work harder and harder. If some man did not work hard enough, a taskmaster would whip his back. Pharaoh made them build two new cities. In spite of the hard work, the Hebrew families grew bigger and bigger. Pharaoh sent out a new command to the Hebrew nurses. When a baby boy is born to a Hebrew family, you shall kill him. The baby girls may live. But the nurses feared God. They could not kill babies. So the king made another rule, that the boy babies should be thrown into the Nile River. The parents could hardly believe that a king could be so cruel. Imagine throwing babies into deep water to be drowned or to be eaten by crocodiles. There was a certain Hebrew family who loved God very much. They had one daughter named Miriam and one son named Aaron. When a new baby was born, it was a son, a baby boy. Oh, they couldn't let anyone kill this baby. He was a fine-looking and a very good baby. They kept him a secret. Mother Jochebed hid the baby for 3 months. This baby was growing all the time. He made more and more noise. His cry was louder. So his mother had a plan. She wove a boat-shaped basket. It was like a boat on the outside to keep the water out. The baby was gently laid in the basket boat. She must have kissed the baby goodbye. Then the mother placed the boat in water near the edge of the river among some tall plants. It was very hard to do, but the mother went back to the house. Tears must have been running down her cheeks. The baby sister Miriam stood nearby to watch over the baby. The Lord was watching also. Soon a group of young ladies came to the river. One of the ladies was very special. She was King Pharaoh's daughter, the princess. She had come to bathe. Suddenly she saw the strange basket in the water and sent one of her maids to bring it to her. When she lifted the lid, she saw a beautiful baby. The poor little thing began to cry. "This is one of the Hebrews' children," she said. The Bible says she had compassion on him. This means the princess' heart was filled with love and concern for the baby. Perhaps she held him and loved him. She didn't hate the baby like her father did. She wanted to keep the baby. Miriam stepped forward and asked, "Would you like to have a Hebrew woman to nurse the baby for you?" The princess thought this was a good idea. So Miriam ran to get her mother. They hurried back to the river. The princess handed the baby to his own mother and said, "Take care of this child and nurse it for me, and I will pay you wages." The mother could hardly believe what was happening. Just think. think how God had taken care of them. They had their baby back. The soldiers would not kill him now. The princess of Egypt was adopting him. Jochebed could love and nurse him. The princess was even going to pay money to help care for the baby. The baby was named Moses by the princess because she drew him out of the water. As the child grew, Mother Jochebed taught him about the true God. She trained him all she could during those early years. Moses learned everything he could about God. As soon as he was old enough, he was taken to the palace to live. Moses was adopted by the princess, and he became her son. He was a prince. In Egypt, he was taught by the best teachers, but they knew nothing about the Lord God. His last goodbye to his mother, Jochebed, must have been sad. Moses grew to be a man at the palace, but he never forgot his people, the Israelites. Moses never forgot his God.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.